Hey everybody, it is September 6th. I sure hope that you're enjoying these hymns and these devotions with me each day. I know I'm sure enjoying making them. A bit time consuming, but it is wonderful to be able to do this each day with you. I want to tell you about a hymn that was first published in 1876 by an absolutely brilliant individual. Her name was Frances Havergal. And like many of these hymns, she lived in England. And some interesting things about Frances are that at age 4, she started reading and memorizing the Bible. Now, she eventually memorized the entire book of Psalms, which, if you're familiar with your Bible, that's 150 chapters. She memorized Isaiah, which is an Old Testament book. I think it's got 66 chapters. And then she memorized most of the New Testament. And she started that memorization at age 4. That is unbelievable to me. She also was an accomplished concert soloist, had a beautiful voice, as well as a brilliant pianist, and played the keys. She was multilingual. She knew several modern languages. She knew Greek, she knew Hebrew, and she was the daughter of a pastor. But with all of her education, as brilliant as she was through her life, and she died really young. I think she was only like 43 when she died. With all of her gifts and education, though, she maintained an incredibly beautifully simple faith. You see, there's people out there who make us think that if your faith is simple, then it can't be deep. But I would argue the opposite, that if faith gets too muddy and so driven by things we do, and it becomes not what Jesus was talking about when he talked about having the faith of little children. Now, that doesn't mean that we are not to study the Bible or to know the Bible, to memorize scripture in the Bible, or to know theology. We're absolutely called to do those things. But simple faith means that when it all boils down to it, here's what I know. God is the creator. His son Jesus died for me. The Holy Spirit lives in me, and Jesus is coming back to take me to heaven. And really, when it boils down to it, that's all that really matters. And I'm supposed to take as many people with me to heaven as I can. And that should be all of our goals. But going back to Frances Havergal, she had this simple faith, and it was a strong faith. I read that she never wrote a line of poetry, and she wrote a lot of poetry, but she never wrote a line of poetry without first praying over it. Now, I'll sit here today and tell you that I admit not everything that I do I pray over first, and how much more powerful it would be if I did that. But she wrote this hymn that came out in 1876, and really what this hymn is, it's a hymn of total commitment to Jesus. And I love it. It's simple. Now, some of the lyrics are difficult, but it's simple in what the song is calling us to do. And it's Frances Havergal. She's saying basically this, if you hear these verses when the band plays in a minute, you know, take my life, God, and let it be yours. Take my time and let it be yours. Take my hands and my feet and my voice and my lips and my possessions and my intellect and my will and my heart and my love and myself, and do with it what you want. And that's really what this song is about. It's about total surrender and giving all of us to God. I don't know how many people out there know this song. I think people who grew up in the church a long time ago might know it, but it's not a very well-known hymn, I would say, today. So enjoy this, but let's pray first about total surrender to God. Father, you have given us so much. And today, Lord, I hope that my friends listening to this will pray this prayer with me. Lord, all I have is yours. And I'm going to ask you to take my life, Lord, and let it be whatever you want it to be. I pray, Lord, that you would take my gifts, And Heavenly Father, that you would use those gifts for your purpose. God, I pray that you would take everything that you have given me possession-wise, and may I make it yours. The words that I choose, Lord, they're yours. The family that you've given me, I give to you, I surrender to you. Lord, I surrender everything in my life. I surrender my problems to you today. Forgive me, Lord, when I take them back after I've surrendered them. Lord, you don't want me to do that. You want me to surrender and allow you to take the weight, because you already took the weight on the cross. God, I pray for my friends today who are in dark places, my friends today who are under a lot of stress, my friends today who have fear of the future. Lord, may we just focus on what we can give you, what we can offer to you. We can offer our day today. We can offer our jobs or our school to you today. We can offer everything we can today to you. Would you remind us throughout today to make an offering to you of everything we think of during the day? We praise you and we thank you for who you are, and we surrender to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in endless praise. Let them flow in endless praise. Take my hand and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee, filled with messages from every power as thou shalt choose.